today's talk is going to be about Padre Pio's very first penitent. And we know that Padre Pio became an apostle of the confessional. He heard so many confessions in his life, but where did this all start? Hello, my name is Edward Urban, and I present the YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful today. So if you, or perhaps a family member, or a friend is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then follow this channel and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you. But the best way for you to follow our Padre Pio apostolate is going to be to enroll your Mass prayer intentions for our monthly Padre Pio Mass. Now, Padre Pio, he was really known for his confessions. And in fact, he could read people's souls. So like you and I read a book, he could read the soul of the person in front of him in the confessional. And he would understand what their problems and their obstacles and sins were. And then he could tailor make a solution or recommend to them what they needed to do in order to break out of this stronghold of sin, we could say. And sometimes even people forgot to mention sins. They were sins forgotten even. They didn't remember them anymore. But Padre Pio honed in on that sin and he would remind them of it. And sure enough, it would come into their memory again. So Padre Pio's advice and counsel must have been of divine inspiration. There's really no other way to explain it because he always hit the exact spot. He would tell people things about themselves that there's no ways he could have known of. Because of this, he turned out to be the apostle of the confessional and he became incredibly popular. They would sometimes wait 3 days to have their confession heard. But where did this all begin? Now, Padre Pio was ordained in August of 1910. But he was not given the usual authorization to hear confessions. That would normally happen, you know, maybe 2 months after they've been ordained. In Padre Pio's case, it was different. So time passed, and despite Padre Pio's frequent request to his provincial superior, permission only arrived 2 years later. The alleged reason given was that it would be harmful to Padre Pio's health and perhaps the peace of his soul as well. And in this way, writes Father Gabriel Amorth, a famous exorcist who was also a good friend of Padre Pio, an irony of fate that the most famous confessor of our era had to wait 3 years to receive the faculty of confession. It just seems to be exactly the opposite way of how we would expect it to be. Few sought out Padre Pio for his confessional. So Padre Pio used to go around and advise people and counsel them a little bit and give them some lessons on their spiritual life. There wasn't too much interest in people coming to his confessional. Well, after being transferred to St. Giovanni Rotondo, he was transferred there permanently for his health. He was soon invited by a Padre Paolino to help with the confessions. And that was all Padre Pio wanted. He now kind of had a foot in the door. Well, the first penitent arrived in his confessional. And she was an old lady with barely intelligible voice. He could hardly understand what she was saying. And with every sin that she confessed, the Padre would make a big detour and explanation. And he would remind her of the origins of evil, I guess of Adam and Eve and the whole story through the Bible, the moral principles. The poor old lady, to hear all of this, she spent the entire morning on her knees in the confessional, you know, behind the confessional grid, obviously. And when she got up, she was even more confused than when she had started. And certainly her legs would have been very wobbly from the kneeling all of that time. Well, at lunchtime, the superior came and asked Padre Pio, "So how were the confessions? And how many did you do?" Anyway, Padre Pio answered, "There were a lot of headaches," was the answer. "And how many did you do?" He said, "Just one." "Just one," exclaimed the superior with amazement. "Well, they must have had a lot of sins to confess." "No, they were minor things, really. Not exactly sins, in fact, just small faults." But, well, Padre Paulino smiled, perhaps not quite realizing that this holy confrere in front of him would in fact become the apostle of the confessional, and he gave some suggestions to Padre Pio that of course would become very useful when the multitude started arriving, all thirsty for Jesus, who would they would descend upon the confessional, causing him an unending load of work and of course no small amount of stress either. But at the same time, leading out of necessity to become a confessor of, in fact, few words and very brief short questions and a prodigy of counsel and admonition. And that was Padre Pio in the confessional. Well, what can we take from today's few words? From these humble beginnings of Padre Pio, if you add our Lord and the Holy Spirit, the divine wisdom, then, of course, the sky is the limit with what can happen.